Aloha, it's a touch of the island right here in Iowa. Hi there, Andy Peterson. I hope you'll join me as I host the annual Tate and Dottie Cummins Memorial Pineapple Gala to benefit Camp Courageous. It's Friday, August 15th, 6 p.m. at the Doubletree Convention Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy a Hawaiian dinner, live and silent auction, and much more. To view auction items or for tickets, simply go to campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second week of August 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round, recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to camp is a highlight of their year. And that is so true this past week. We've had some wonderful campers. The theme of the week has been pirate adventures. So everything is surrounded by pirates and all kinds of exciting things for the campers. We had a great group of campers and everyone had a super time. And this is a respite weekend, which means that families who have a loved one with special needs can bring them out on Friday evening, come back on Sunday and pick them up. And the weekend is full of activities. Always a great time and a great little respite for families. Last weekend was the area Down Syndrome Society came out and had an incredible time at Camp Courageous. They did the zip line swimming, mini golf, they conquered the Burma Bridge, and so much more. It's always great to have the Down Syndrome Association attend Camp Courageous. Our travel campers are having a super time in Alaska right now. With temperatures in the 90s here in Iowa, it is a great place to be in Alaska. So they are having all kinds of wonderful experiences. The ocean, the mountains, all the waterfalls, just so many incredible experiences as they cruise and explore Alaska. Since COVID, we're always looking for more staff. If you know of somebody that you think might be interested in working or volunteering here at Camp Courageous, we'd love to visit with them. We recognize this past week Nick Covington. Nick has served camp for 5 years as our IT person, has done a wonderful job, and we feel so fortunate to have Nick as part of our staff. Also, we welcome Diane Jocelyn. Diane is our new camp's aquatic director. Comes with a lot of experience from the Monticello area aquatics program, and we look forward to many years with Diane taking charge of our pool area. A big thank you to the Community of Christ Senior High Group at Cedar Valley Grove in Mechanicsville. They came out and they volunteered a day out at Camp Courageous. They put together over 2,000 boxes for the upcoming fundraiser fruitcakes and helped us out in so many other ways. A big thank you to them and anyone else that would like to come out and volunteer. We always love to have volunteers here. Arlene Wiley stopped by with a huge donation of needed supplies and bought a couple of bunk beds in memory of some dear friends. It's always good to see Arlene. She is just a regular out here at Camp Courageous and such a great supporter. And of course, the really big event that's coming up on Friday the 15th is the Pineapple Gala. There's still an opportunity to buy tickets for that. You can go online at campcourageous.org or you can give us a phone call at camp. And the actual pineapple sales are going strong at all the Hy-Vees and the Dollar Fresh throughout the area. They'll be doing that through August the 11th. At the Pineapple Gala this year at 8 o'clock, we'll be giving away the 2001 Harley-Davidson Road King. That has been sold out, and at 8 o'clock the night of the gala, we'll be giving that away. Once again, the Pineapple Gala is at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. There's a silent and a live auction, a wonderful dinner, Camp Booby acknowledging Transamerica, a longtime supporter of Camp Courageous, along with Eloise Dennis, will be inducted to the honorary board. A lot of really neat auction items, a lot of dinners for groups that will be provided by some great culinary organizations. We got tickets for the Paul McCartney concert and overnight accommodations in Des Moines for that's coming up. And just all kinds of really, really unique and nice items that we'll be auctioning off. Once again, you can go to campcourageous.org, go under Pineapples, and you don't have to be there to bid on auction items. However, all the live auction items, which there's about 20 of them, you need to be in attendance. The Pineapple Gala is our largest one-day event. Our largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all those volunteers that make that event possible. Audrey Edgar, whose roots were here in Monticello, married Richard Pearson. They settled in Florida. Audrey's last desire was to have her ashes returned to Monticello and be buried next to her parents, Harold and Ann Edgar. Harold and Ann were longtime supporters of the camp and dear friends. Audrey's wishes came true thanks to Kathy Swift, a second cousin of Audrey from Manchester, and Kevin Smith, the funeral director here in Monticello at Gotch's Funeral Home. I had the opportunity to talk to Audrey a few years ago, and she wanted all of what she had left to go to Camp Courageous because they had no children, no family. Unfortunately, a financial planner changed everything over to him personally. But fortunately, we received her ashes back, and she is buried next to her parents as she desired. Alex John Mead from Marion, Iowa, passed away, and the family asked that his memorial come to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.